There is a place I saw once when I was younger. I was with friends. We didn't stop, but I've always wanted to go back. It seemed so romantic. There was a cabin overlooking the water. It's desolate and lonely. There were deer roaming unafraid. The only sound was the wind and waves crashing on the rocks below. I fantasize about going there with you. We leave the city and drive for a few hours. The towns get smaller. The traffic disappears. We pass through hills and wetlands until we see the lighthouse at the edge of the land. From there, we drive along the shore until we reach the little cabin sitting high on a cliff. We get settled and enjoy dinner on the deck. We watch the sunset wrapped in a blanket together. The wind whips my hair. You build us a fire so we can enjoy the evening under the stars. It's too cold for the little dress I'm wearing, but I'm wrapped in a blanket and you offer me your flannel shirt. It's too big for me, but you find that attractive. There's no cell phone service, no distractions. We just have each other for entertainment. You wrapped yourself in a blanket beside me. We sit in silence, staring at the fire. It's almost wholesome when you touch my thigh. You suggest we go in, but that's not what I want. Instead, I kiss you. It's not urgent, it's soft and gentle. There's no need to rush. We all have the time in the world. It's just the two of us completely alone. There's no need to be frantic. We kiss for what feels like hours. Your hands work their way under my dress. You lightly touch me through my panties. I crave your tongue. My legs part and you drop to your knees between them. I lift my hips. You slide my little lace panties down. The fire roars behind you. You kiss your way up my thigh. Your tongue swirls around my clit. You lick me up and down. Up and down. And I moan for you. I gasp. I arch my back and grab my head. My pussy is drenched. You cross two fingers and gently cockscrew them in and out of my tight cunt. You know just how to please me. Your tongue attacks my clitoris. You suck and lick. You flick it. You bring me right to the edge and stop. It's not teasing. It's not a game. You're savoring the moment. You want me to come hard. Your fingers slide in and out. In and out. In and out. You kiss my thighs. You suck my clit again. You bring me right back to the edge. You tell me how good I taste. My legs squeeze your head and I explode just for you. But it's not enough. You keep going. You devour my pussy in the firelight. You finger fuck me. My body rocks back and forth with each thrust. I hold your head. I moan your name. And I come for you again. And still, you keep going, slowly, sensually. You let me cool down. I catch my breath, and then you do it all over again. You push me to your brink. You make me come. You know it's all for you. Only for you. You stand up and strip out of your clothes, completely naked under the moonlight. Beads of sweat cover your body and glisten in the flickering light. The blanket is cast aside. Her shirt hangs loosely off my shoulders. The straps of my dress have slipped down. My breasts are exposed. I don't remember how I got to that state. Everything is a blur. You come to me, you kiss my nipples, my neck, my lips. I can taste myself on you. I moan for you. I'm incapable of words. My thighs are spread and ready. Your cock is rock hard. It belongs to me. I know it belongs to me. And then we fuck. It's a hungry and intense face to face. Passionately. We kissed. I fit you like a glove. I know I make you feel good. It's vigorous, not rushed, but steady, firm. You know I'll come again for you. I need you to come inside me. We fuck in the firelight. My pussy is so wet that it runs down your shaft. You're like a metronome. Rhythmic, relentless, steady. I come for you again. I cannot stop myself. It feels so good. You growl, you grunt, you moan deliciously, sensually, and you come inside me. I can feel your cock spasm inside my needy pussy. I tell you I need every drop. You trust again, and again, and again. Until you fill me up. I drop to my knees after. You're overstimulated, but it doesn't matter. You want me to taste myself on you. Because again, I can taste myself on you still. We could go to sleep. But we have all weekend. We are in the middle of nowhere. We have nothing else to do. We wrap up in the blanket. Your arm is around me. My head is on your shoulder. And we gaze into the fire. We know the night is young. Maybe we'll see the sun come up before we sleep.